All right, so you've been sending in some really interesting stuff lately about e-commerce inventory. And it looks like you're especially interested in this whole days inventory outstanding thing, DIO.
That's a big one.
And it really is kind of a fundamental thing
Definitely.
when it comes to really getting a grip on how healthy your business is doing.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do a deep dive today into what DIO actually means and why you really want to make sure you've got a handle on it.
It's really interesting that you're sending this in now because it really does tie in directly with, all the stuff you've been sharing about inventory management
Absolutely.
in general for e-commerce. Oh.
And it's one of those things that's really, I mean, it just impacts so many different facets of your business.
Yeah, it's not just a number. It's like a symptom of how healthy or not your whole system is.
Well, it's like a, it's almost like a, it's a window into
Yeah.
how efficiently things are moving,
Absolutely. If it's too high or too low, it's telling you something.
Totally. So let's just start right off the bat with a really basic definition.
Yeah.
What is days inventory outstanding?
Okay, so in the simplest terms, DIO is the average number of days it takes for the items in your inventory to sell.
So basically, how long are things sitting around in your warehouse?
Yeah, and but I think it's helpful to think of it more as how long is your cash tied up in that inventory? Because that's really what it boils down to for e-commerce sellers like you, right? You buy products up front, you have to pay for them, and then you're waiting for those sales to come in so you can recoup that money. So DIO is telling you how long that cycle is.
Okay, so it's basically how long is it from the moment you spend the money to buy the stuff to the moment that a customer buys it from you and that money's back in your pocket?
Exactly. And that time frame, that's crucial because the shorter that cycle is, the more cash you have available to reinvest in your business.
Yeah, you can turn around and you can order more product, you can do
You can
marketing.
do R&D, you can pay your staff.
Right.
It really impacts everything.
Yeah, you're not sitting there kind of hamstrung waiting for that money to come back.
Exactly. You're not having to take out loans or anything like that. You can keep that cycle tight.
So I think one of the sources you sent in did a really nice job of sort of framing it as a question.
Yeah.
DIO is essentially asking you, on average, how many days does it take for the items that you paid for
Yeah.
to actually sell and put cash back into your hands?
Right. So when you think about it like that, it's like, okay, this is actually a really important number to pay attention to.
And I think the phrase that one of them used was, it really can be the difference between like a thriving business
Yeah.
and one that's constantly like struggling to get by.
That's that make or break metric almost.
Right, because if you're not managing that cash flow well, I
Yeah.
mean, that's how businesses go under.
Absolutely. That's how you get stuck. You can't invest in growth. You can't take advantage of new opportunities.
So we know what the question is now. How do we actually get the answer? How do we figure out what our DIO is?
Okay, so the formula itself is not actually that complicated.
Okay, good.
It's DIO equals your average inventory over a period of time
Okay.
divided by your cost of goods sold. And then you multiply that by the number of days in that period.
Okay.
So typically you'd look at it annually just to get a big picture overview. But you can also break it down quarterly or monthly if you want to see more granular trends.
Okay, so to give you a concrete example,
Yeah.
one of the sources you sent in, they use these numbers. They said, okay, let's say your average inventory is $27,000
Okay.
and your annual cost of goods sold is $243,000.
Okay.
So you do the math, you plug it into that formula,
Yeah.
and you end up with a DIO of roughly 40 and a half days.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Right, what does 40 and a half days mean?
Well, for you as an e-commerce seller, it means that on average, every dollar you spend on inventory is sitting there for about 41 days before it turns back into cash. So you can't really use that money for anything else during that time.
It's essentially just like sitting there.
It's like having a stack of bills locked in a safe. You know, it's there, but you can't access it.
It's not doing anything for you.
Right. And that's why DIO is so important to understand.
Okay, I'm starting to get a feel for this now. We've talked about how quickly we're selling these products,
Right.
but I know that the sources also touched on this idea of inventory turnover.
Yeah.
How does that fit into all of this?
So inventory turnover is kind of the flip side of DIO. It tells you how many times you completely sell through your entire inventory in a given period, usually a year. So if you have a high inventory turnover, that means your products are selling really quickly. And that directly translates to a lower DIO.
So high turnover, low DIO.
Yeah, they're two sides of the same coin.
Got it.
So, for example, if your annual inventory turnover is 9 times, like your source mentioned, that means on average your DIO is 365 days divided by 9, which is about 40 and a half days.
Right back to where we started.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're just different ways of looking at the same concept.
Okay, cool. And you know, we touched on this a little bit earlier,
Yeah.
but obviously a lower DIO seems like a good thing.
Generally speaking,
It
yes.
means things are moving faster.
Right.
But I imagine there's not like a magic number that applies to every single business out there.
You are absolutely right.
So how do we know?
There is no one-size-fits-all DIO.
What a good DIO is for us.
Exactly. It really depends on what industry you're in,
Okay.
the types of products you sell, your business model.
Okay.
All of that plays a role.
All right, so give me an example.
Sure. So let's say you're selling perishable goods like food.
Okay.
You obviously want a super low DIO.
Yeah, you don't want lettuce sitting around for 6 months.
Exactly. You need to move that stuff fast before it expires.
Huh.
But if you're selling something like furniture
Okay.
or high-end electronics,
Right.
a longer DIO might be perfectly fine.
Those things tend to have a longer lifespan.
Yeah, people don't buy new sofas every week.
And they don't buy them
Right.
as impulsively.
Exactly. So the point is you have to consider the context.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So for like the average e-commerce retailer,
Yeah.
is there like a ballpark that we should be aiming for?
Well, the sources you shared mentioned a general benchmark of around 45 days
Okay.
for retailers. But again, that's just a very general guideline.
Right.
It's really important to look at your own historical data and what's typical for your specific niche.
Okay. So you really need to do your homework.
You can't just blindly compare yourself to everyone else.
And also, I would imagine that DIO is not like a static number. It's probably going to fluctuate
Absolutely.
throughout the year depending on what's happening.
It's going to be influenced by seasonality,
Right.
like you mentioned, promotions.
Yeah, if you're gearing up for Black Friday,
Yeah.
you're probably ordering a ton of inventory.
You might see a spike in your DIO
Right.
before it starts selling through.
So it's not like a cause for panic if you see it go up or down a little bit.
Right, exactly. It's all about understanding the bigger picture.
So we know how to calculate it. We know that there's no magic number.
Yeah.
Now let's get into like the really juicy stuff.
The why.
Why should we even care about this?
Right?
Like, why is DIO so important for e-commerce sellers?
Well, like we said earlier, it all comes down to cash flow
Okay.
and ultimately profitability.
Uh-huh.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
Every day that an item sits in your inventory, it's costing you money.
Okay.
You've got storage costs, you've got insurance,
Right.
you've got the risk of damage or obsolescence,
Uh-huh.
and all of that eats into your profit margin.
And it's also money that you can't use for other things.
Exactly. It's tied up. It's not working for you.
Right.
So the longer your DIO, the more money you're essentially losing.
Okay, so high DIO equals less money in your pocket.
In a nutshell, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But on the flip side, a low DIO means you're turning that inventory into cash quickly,
Yeah.
which frees up your capital to reinvest.
So low DIO, more cash, more flexibility.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm with you now. But I know that the sources also cautioned against taking this too far.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting your DIO as low as humanly possible.
Right. You don't want to swing too far in the other direction.
Because what's the danger there?
Well, if your DIO is super low, it could mean you're not holding enough inventory
Okay.
to meet customer demand.
And that's the dreaded stock out
Exactly.
situation.
You don't want to be constantly running out of stock.
Because then you're losing
You're
sales.
frustrating customers.
Right? People come to your site, they want to buy something, and it's just not
And
there.
they go somewhere else.
Exactly. So you've got to find that sweet spot.
It's a balancing act.
Right. So if we're managing our DIO well,
Yeah.
keeping it in that optimal range, what are some of the benefits that we can actually expect to see?
Well, for one thing, you'll have much better liquidity,
Okay.
meaning you'll have more cash on hand to cover expenses, invest in growth.
Right.
You'll also save money on storage costs.
Okay.
And you'll be able to offer better customer service because you'll have the products in stock when people want them.
Yeah. So it's not just about the numbers, it's about the overall health of your business.
It's about making your inventory work for you.
Okay. So far, so good. But you know, reading through all these sources,
Yeah.
it's clear that this is not always easy.
It's definitely not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
There are some real challenges
Yeah, there are some real hurdles.
that e-commerce sellers face when they're trying to manage this DIO effectively.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of break down
Yeah.
what are some of those major obstacles?
Well, I think the biggest one is just the unpredictable nature of demand.
Okay.
Especially in e-commerce.
Especially in e-commerce. Things change so quickly.
Trends come and go. Seasonality is a huge factor.
Right. And it's really hard to predict those things with perfect accuracy.
It's like trying to predict the weather.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you're way off.
And if you get it wrong, you either end up with too much inventory.
Yeah.
Or not enough.
And both of those situations can really hurt your business.
Absolutely. And then on top of that,
yeah,
we've got this whole global supply chain situation.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other can of worms.
Which has been especially crazy lately.
Yeah. Between manufacturing delays, shipping bottlenecks, shortages of raw materials.
It's like a constant game of whack-a-mole.
It's really hard to plan for.
And I would imagine that these kinds of disruptions can really mess with your DIO.
Absolutely. They can force you to hold more safety stock just in case, which increases your DIO.
Right.
Or you might face stockouts.
Yeah.
Because a crucial shipment got delayed.
And then suddenly a month later, you've got way too much of that product.
Yeah, it's a constant scramble to adjust.
And as one of the sources pointed out, this can lead to, you know, stockouts, obviously.
Yeah.
Increased lead times, angry customers, potential revenue loss.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster.
So it's like this double whammy. You're trying to predict demand.
Right.
But then the supply chain is throwing you all these curveballs.
It's like playing chess while riding a roller coaster.
All right. So we've got unpredictable demand. We've got supply chain chaos.
Yeah.
What else is making it tough to manage DIO?
Well, another big challenge that was mentioned is a lack of real-time inventory visibility.
Okay. So explain what that means.
So imagine you're selling across multiple channels.
Yeah. You've got your own website. You're on Amazon. Maybe you're doing some wholesale.
Exactly. And if you don't have a system that's tracking all of that in real time, it's really easy to lose track of what you actually have in stock.
Okay, so you might think you have plenty of something.
Yeah.
But then it turns out it's sold out on Amazon.
Right, and then you got angry customers.
Because they placed an order, and you can't fulfill it.
Or you might overorder because you think you're low on something, but you're not.
Yeah.
So it really throws off your whole DIO calculation.
Right, and it also just makes it really difficult to make good decisions about inventory.
Yeah, if you don't have accurate data, you're flying blind.
Okay. And then there's the whole issue of just physically storing all this inventory.
Yeah. Warehousing can be a major expense.
Especially if you're holding a lot of slow-moving stuff.
Exactly. You're paying for that space, whether it's selling or not.
And at some point, you might even have to liquidate it at a loss.
Yeah. If it's not moving, you might have to just get rid of it.
Which, again, that all feeds into a higher DIO.
It all ties together.
Okay. So we've got unpredictable demand, supply chain disruptions, lack of visibility.
Yeah.
And costly warehousing.
And then there's just the inherent difficulty of forecasting demand.
Right.
Even with all the data in the world.
It's still not an exact science.
Still an educated guess.
Yeah. And like one of the sources put it, one misstep could lead to either surplus inventory or stockouts.
So it's a constant balancing act.
So given all of these challenges,
yeah,
what can e-commerce sellers do about it?
Well, one option that a lot of the sources highlighted is partnering with a third-party logistics provider.
Okay. A 3PL?
Yeah. Those guys can really help.
So in what ways can a 3PL actually improve your DIO?
Well, for one thing, they're experts at fulfillment.
Okay.
So they can get orders out the door way faster than you probably can.
And that means your inventory is spending less time sitting in a warehouse?
Exactly. It's turning into cash faster.
Okay. So faster fulfillment equals lower DIO.
Exactly.
Plus it keeps your customers happy.
Yeah, because they're getting their orders quickly.
Right. And happy customers are more likely to come back and buy again.
So it's a win-win.
Okay. So that's fulfillment. What about that whole inventory visibility thing?
Well, that's another area where 3PLs really shine.
Okay.
Most of them have these really sophisticated technology platforms that give you real-time visibility into your inventory levels.
Okay, so you can actually see how much of each product you have.
Across all your channels.
No matter where it is.
Yeah, whether it's in their warehouse or on its way to a customer.
So you're not relying on guesswork or outdated information?
Exactly. And a lot of these systems also have like low stock alerts.
Oh, okay.
So they'll automatically notify you when it's time to reorder.
So you're not constantly having to check and double check everything.
Right. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of inventory management.
And that helps you avoid both overstocking and stockouts.
It's all about being proactive.
Okay. So we've got faster fulfillment, better visibility. What about the actual warehousing itself?
Well, 3PLs are pros at that too.
Okay.
Their warehouses are designed for efficiency.
Uh-huh.
They've got optimized layouts, professional staff.
So they can handle large volumes of inventory.
And they can also scale up or down.
Yeah.
Depending on your needs.
Which is really helpful for businesses with seasonal fluctuations.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to pay for a huge warehouse year-round.
Right. Just when you need it.
Exactly.
So it sounds like 3PLs are really taking care of like the entire logistics process.
Yeah, from the moment a product arrives at their warehouse
to
the moment it gets shipped to your customer.
And how does that all tie back into DIO?
Well, by streamlining that whole process, they're minimizing delays and inefficiencies.
Which means your products are spending less time in limbo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because they handle so much volume, they often get better shipping rates.
Okay.
Which can save you money.
And that can allow you to order more frequently in smaller quantities.
Right, which prevents inventory from building up.
And some 3PLs even go a step further and help you identify and get rid of slow-moving inventory.
It can help you clear out that dead weight.
Yeah.
Which can really bring your DIO down.
The sources even gave an example of a small apparel seller.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Who switched to a 3PL.
Yeah.
And their DIO went down significantly.
It went from like 50 days to 30 days.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
So that's a real tangible example of the benefits.
That's real world proof that it can work.
So 3PLs definitely sound like a viable option.
Definitely.
But what if you're not quite ready for that? Yeah. Or you just want to maintain more control over your own fulfillment?
There are still things you can do.
So what are some practical tips that sellers can implement themselves to improve their DIO?
The first and most important thing is to really analyze your data.
Okay.
Don't just guess.
Uh-huh.
Look at your number.
And what kind of data should we be looking at?
Well, your sales data, obviously.
Oh, it's okay.
Your inventory levels, your lead times.
Uh-huh.
All of that can give you insights into how efficiently you're managing your inventory.
And once we have that data, what do we do with it?
Well, you can use it to improve your demand forecasting.
Okay.
So instead of just relying on your gut feeling, try to use data to predict what's going to sell in the future.
And are there tools that can help us do that?
Absolutely. There's software. Mm-hmm. There's analytics platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You can even use Google Trends to see what people are searching for.
Because it's not just about looking at your own past sales.
Right. You can get broader insights into market trends.
Okay. And I imagine the better we get at forecasting demand, the less likely we are to end up with a bunch of excess inventory.
Exactly. You can order more strategically.
Okay. What else can we do?
Well, another tip is to optimize your supplier relationships.
Okay.
So try to negotiate shorter lead times and see if you can order more frequently in smaller quantities.
So it's almost like a just-in-time approach?
It is very much like just-in-time.
Where you're only ordering what you need.
When you need it.
Right. And that can really minimize the amount of inventory you have to hold.
Yeah. But it does require a high level of trust and communication with your suppliers.
Yeah, because if they're not reliable, that can backfire pretty quickly.
Exactly. So it's not for everyone.
But even if you can't do a full just-in-time approach,
just
ordering a little bit more often
can make a big difference.
Can still help.
Yeah.
What about our own internal processes?
Those are important too.
You know, getting orders fulfilled and shipped.
Yeah. Any delays in your fulfillment process
will
directly impact your DIO.
Right. So what can we do to make things more efficient?
Well, automate as much as you can.
Okay.
Use barcode scanners.
Uh-huh.
Implement an inventory management software system.
So we're not wasting time with manual processes.
Right. And we're making sure our inventory data is accurate.
Okay. And then finally, the tip that I think ties everything together.
Monitoring.
Monitor your DIO.
Monitor.
Don't just calculate it once and forget about it.
And make it a key performance indicator.
Uh-huh.
Track it regularly.
Whether that's monthly, weekly.
Yeah. Whatever makes sense for your business.
But keep an eye on it.
And if you see any big changes, dig into the reasons why.
So if it's going up,
is
there something you can do to move that inventory faster?
Right, maybe a promotion or a sale.
And if it's going down,
are
you at risk of stockouts?
Maybe you need to reorder sooner.
So it's really about being proactive and responsive.
It's about using your DIO as a tool to make better decisions.
Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
And I hope our listeners are starting to see why DIO is such a crucial metric.
Yeah, it really is all about finding that balance.
Right.
Between having enough inventory
to meet demand.
But not so much.
That it's dragging you down.
Exactly.
So just to recap the key takeaways here.
Yeah.
Monitor your DIO. Use data to make informed inventory decisions.
And be proactive.
Right.
Don't wait for problems to arise.
So for you, our listener.
Yeah.
Take a look at your own DIO right now.
Oh, where are you at?
And ask yourself, are there any areas where you could be turning your stock into sales faster?
What can you do to improve?
Maybe it's time to revisit your demand forecasting.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to have a conversation with your suppliers.
Or maybe you need to streamline your fulfillment process.
The bottom line is,
yeah,
getting a handle on your DIO can really make a big difference.
It can make your business more agile, more efficient, more profitable.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into DIO.
And keep those questions coming.